You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now. I'm starving.
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby. This is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast presented, of course, by DraftKings. We are one day away from the 2023 NFL Draft. And you have come to the right place because today's show, we have the number one mock drafter in the world. According to me and other people, they track this stuff. Ben Standig, who covers the Washington Commanders, he'll join us momentarily. So fired up. You know, usually we try to have like a fantasy football tie-in. There really isn't one. I just wanted Ben on one of my shows. We got the Ross Tucker podcast, Even Money, College. I just want to bet on one of my shows to go over his mock draft because he's the man, one of the best guys out there that does it. Speaking of one of the best guys out there that does it, that's my co-host, Joe Dolan here of the Fantasy Feast. Check him out at FG_Dolan. He dominates the website fantasypoints.com where you, yes, you can get a discount. Sign up now. Sign up early. Win all your best ball leagues. Win your dynasty league. Win your season long using the code 23FEAST at fantasypoints.com. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL and check out our guy, Ben Standig at BenStandig. Ben, this is kind of becoming an annual thing. I'm not sure it has anything whatsoever to do with fantasy football, but Joe and I just like kind of going over your mock draft. Is that okay to have you on the Fantasy Feast?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, once a player goes to Team X, then, you know, if, like Bijan Robinson, people want to know where is he going to go from a fantasy perspective because he's easily going to be the hottest, rookie next year, especially if he lands in a good spot. So it all connects.
No question. You got to give me a quick update, though. I started and finished my career there. You know, usually when a guy starts and finishes a career the same place, they were like a stud. I went to four different teams in between and then came back. It's really funny. What's the update on the sale? Like, where are we at? The Canadian dude says he's still in on it. Like, what's the timeline? Give me what you know.
Yeah, Canadian dude, one of the very many supporting actors in the story that's been going on forever. We're in a little bit of a limbo here, but I don't think that's a problem. You know, Josh Harris, the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers and New Jersey Devils, and Dan Snyder have reached an agreement in principle for $6.05 billion. They sent the agreement to the NFL for a casual review because I think there are some details in there that are just outside the norm. The sense is it may include Dan Snyder saying he wants some sort of indemnity against pending or future legal matters or fines that could be coming his way. And I think that's probably a primary thing that they're working towards. Plus, Josh Harris's group has reportedly around 17 different investors in it. And, you know, they have to sift through that. Even once that agreement is then signed, then it has to go through the NFL's finance committee and all that. But Josh Harris has already kind of gone through some of this before when he previously bid on the Broncos and he's a part owner of the Steelers. So that's where we're at. I don't know if this thing gets done today, tomorrow. I'm really hoping not this week, but I'd like to enjoy the draft. But, you know, it's still tracking in the right direction to get this done, hopefully in the next, couple of weeks.
Love it. All right, let's dive in your mock draft because you are one of the best in the business. I'm going to tee up on the interesting ones, right? So at one, you've got the Panthers taking Bryce Young. We all know that except for the one Reddit guy. Number two, you have the Texans. This is a very popular pick now. Not taking a quarterback, taking Tyree Wilson, the defensive end from Texas. Not only not a quarterback, they don't even take Will Anderson. They take Tyree Wilson.
Yeah, look, the way I always look at these mock drafts is nobody cares what I think. The point is to try to figure out as best you can, reading the tea leaves, what's real, what's not. And there does seem to be a fair amount of momentum with this pick. And I look, I get people will knock the Texans if they don't end up with a quarterback either at 2 or at 12. And that's a reasonable deal. But that's for 2023 purposes. Like, if they just don't love one of these guys, you know, we know how it is with quarterbacks. That can set your franchise back. So, you know, it's risk to say we'll wait till next year. And next year's class is apparently viewed as better at quarterback. So it's a risk because you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, with a new, with a defensive-minded head coach and DeMeco Ryans, I understand why they would potentially go this way. And yeah, it is weird that Tyree Wilson over Will Anderson. But honestly, Will Anderson, from when I've talked to people, he's not viewed as like a must-have guy. He may be viewed as the best player in this draft, but it's like from a high floor level, not like, oh my Lord, this is the next great thing that what we're going to see out here on the edge. So if they think that Wilson fits better what they want to do, body type and so on, then I guess I can understand it.
At 3, you do have Will Anderson going to the Arizona Cardinals. Interesting to me that you didn't have a trade there, because everybody thinks that the Cardinals are looking to trade out of that spot. 4, you have Will Levis, the quarterback from Kentucky, going to the Colts. I'm curious, Joe. There's a lot of steam about this, Joe. What kind of fantasy quarterback is Levis in Shane Steichen's system as a rookie? Because he can run.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have to make sure that I need to get a little bit better at is you want to evaluate these players and you want to have an opinion on them. But you also want to welcome into your evaluation, what if I'm wrong? And if you were somebody who was around in 2019 or 2018, rather, when Josh Allen came out from Wyoming, the guy was getting absolutely skewered on social media. I mean, you know, that nobody could use enough hyperbole to describe Josh Allen. Oh, this will be the worst draft pick in 30 years. And, you know, this is going to be Ryan Leaf all over again. Fast forward 5 years down the line, not only do we have an elite NFL quarterback, we have an elite fantasy quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have an opinion on Will Levis. That doesn't mean you can't think, oh, they should take Anthony Richardson or they should take C.J. Stroud or whatnot. But if I'm looking at the Colts and I'm looking at what Shane Steichen did with Jalen Hurts and that Eagle offense, and I'm looking at, all right, can I see Will Levis doing some of those similar things? And the Indianapolis Colts viewed him as worthy of being of the number 4 overall pick. That is something that I've got to take in mind as I move into my rookie drafts this year with Will Levis. So, yes, I think he can do some of the same things as Jalen Hurts. I think he's got a better arm than Jalen Hurts. The thing about Jalen Hurts that has made Jalen Hurts obviously great is what Jalen Hurts has between the ears. I don't know enough about Will Levis to know that. There's been some mixed reports on that, but certainly teams seem to like him a lot more than the draft Twitterati does. And that's something that I'm going to have to take into account for fantasy purposes.
Ben, you've got Jalen Carter going 5 to the Seahawks. You've got Devin Witherspoon going 6 to the Lions, the corner from Illinois. I should mention Jalen Carter, the D tackle from Georgia. And then back-to-back quarterback trades, which would be crazy entertaining, almost entertaining as the concerts I'm going to this summer thanks to the Game Time app. I love the Game Time app. Listen, you don't need to plan months in advance. Just type in your city on the Game Time app. It pulls it all up. For Hershey right here where I live, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, Blink-182, I am crushing them all thanks to the Game Time app, because the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section in a row for less, Game Time credits you 110% of the difference. That's bananas. Download the Game Time app like I did, create an account, and use code ROSS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code ROSS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Ben, let's get the price on the Texans moving from 12 up to 7 with the Raiders to draft Anthony Richardson, the quarterback from Florida.
So I texted you right before we came on that I've changed my mock 3 times in the last half hour, and I'm not even lying. And I will tweak this probably a couple more times before I have to submit it for the contest. But the reason the quarterback thing is always so fascinating, right? Obviously, teams will go out of their way to get it done. I don't know that both the Titans and the Texans would need to move up, because if one does, I don't know that there's another team that would jump the other one. But in this case, you know, I feel like the Texans, I kind of buy the idea that they don't want CJ Stroud because of the agent tie. So I kind of do think there's something there. Like, they want to get the guy they want, and Richardson is interesting. But I also look at it from, so what's the cost, you ask? I don't know. I mean, whatever you think is a reasonable cost is going to be the deal, right? I mean, we can say they'll get a future one or two twos or what have you. I just think that from the Raiders and the Falcons perspective, there's motivation to move down. I think the Raiders can still get a player they might like Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon, a bit later. And Atlanta, I do kind of buy the idea that they may be the Bijan Robinson team, because they are obviously incredibly run heavy, but they can get a little more value out of taking a running back in the first round by getting some extra picks and moving down. So I think there's a marriage in both directions here. I don't know that I would ultimately have both trades happening, but I kind of can see why either way it would make a lot of sense.
So 7, Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida, the Texans via trade. 8, CJ Stroud, quarterback from Ohio State to the Titans via trade. Then you got the Bears taking Paris Johnson at 9. I can see that. Eagles taking Nolan Smith at 10. I can see that as well. And then we have the Bijan Robinson landing spot, which, Joe, I want to get your thoughts on Bijan to Atlanta momentarily. Yeah. All right, Joe. Bijan Robinson to Atlanta, the Falcons. Do you like it? Do they need to do that? They ran it great last year with bad quarterbacks and Algier.
Tyler Algier ran for over 1,000 yards as a fifth-round pick last year. Now, from a fantasy perspective, I think that might surprise folks, because he only scored 3 touchdowns. So you have 3 rushing touchdowns and you run for over 1,000 yards. Not going to do a whole lot unless you're contributing in a big way in the passing game, which Tyler Algier did not. There is a lot of smoke about Atlanta and Bijan. And obviously, if you're like me and don't believe that Howie Roseman would take a running back with a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, then Atlanta's safe to trade back and do that with this particular deal. If Atlanta is scared of the Eagles taking them, they're obviously not going to do this. I see it simply from the Arthur Smith perspective. Arthur Smith got the Falcons head coaching job because of his work with the Tennessee Titans, and his work with the Tennessee Titans was revolved around Derrick Henry. And if he views Bijan Robinson as somebody who can be not just Derrick Henry, but more than that because of his receiving ability, I could see the Atlanta Falcons doing this. Remember, in theory, they ticked off a major need by trading for Jeff Okuda. And right here at this point, I know Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez are expected to come off the board, as we know. So Atlanta maybe set themselves up to say, well, you know, our offensive line was a lot better than people thought it was going to be last year. We just drafted Drake London and Kyle Pitts the 2 years previous. Bijan Robinson completes this young kind of triumvirate of skill position players, and we can see what we have in Desmond Ridder. So I could see Atlanta doing it. I'm not sure if I would put it in, if I think that's the best move for the Atlanta Falcons, but I think they can also view this division as being wide ass open. And if they think that scoring points is the way forward for them, and they believe Desmond Ridder can put enough points on the board, then I can see their scouting department signing off on Bijan Robinson in the first round.
You got the Raiders going with Christian Gonzalez at 12, Ben. And then this one's hilarious. This might be my favorite. At 13, the Green Bay Packers taking Jackson Smith and Jigba, the wide receiver from Ohio State after they never did that once when Aaron Rodgers was their quarterback. Please explain.
Yeah, I mean, part of me wants it to be that they would just do this out of spite, but they obviously need more help. They've got Christian Watson, but that's about it in terms of the receiving game. And, you know, look, if you're going to give Jordan Love as much help as possible, you're going to have to give him some receiver help. Smith and Jigba is viewed as the clear number one receiver. I don't think he's viewed as like one of the, like a Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave was last year, but he's, you know, really an interesting guy. And like this receiver group is not that deep. If they do have two picks in the second round, and in theory, I would typically say take an offensive lineman here and wait on receiver. But where they're picking in the middle of the second, maybe they like some people, but it doesn't feel that there's a great buzz there, and there may be a better chance to get some offensive lineman help. So I think go here. If you want to talk me into taking one of the tight ends, that's totally reasonable as well. But I do feel like at some point they're going to have to get a pass catcher here to help their young quarterback.
Let's talk big boys now. You got the Patriots taking Skoronski, the lineman from Northwestern. Makes perfect sense. The Jets taking Broderick Jones. That's the single most mocked guy from any team, any player, is Broderick Jones to the Jets. It's unbelievable. Darnell Wright to the Commanders. I love Darnell Wright, and that makes sense. You cover that team. The Steelers taking Joey Porter Jr. at 17. The Lions taking Lucas Van Ness at 18. They want to have an entire defensive end room where every guy looks and plays the exact same. Aiden Hutchinson, Kaminsky, Van Ness. The Bucs at 19, taking Brian Branch, the safety from Alabama. The Seahawks at 20, taking Miles Murphy, the DN from Clemson. This is an interesting one to me at 21. The Chargers taking Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame. Can you see it, Joe? Because what, they just got Dalton Schultz, but only a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, they got him on a one-year deal, and I'm just not sure Dalton Schultz to me is a difference-making kind of guy. So I look at this as, look, it's not a great position for the Chargers to be in. I do wonder if they're a team that might be in the mix for Bijan Robinson if he were to fall. With Austin Ekeler apparently on the outs. I personally believe Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, is going to go in the first round. I wonder if this is a spot for him, but I can see the Chargers, who have been kind of piecemealing that tight end position. I wonder if there's a team that can be looking for a long-term solution ever since Hunter Henry left.
Ben, you've got at 22, the Ravens taking Emmanuel Forbes, the corner from Mississippi State. That makes sense to me. 23, the Vikings taking Deontay Banks, the corner from Maryland. 24, the Jags take Will McDonald, the DN from Iowa State. And then it's skill position row. How about these four picks in a row? Zay Flowers, wide receiver, Boston College. Dalton Kincaid, tight end, Utah. Jordan Addison, wide receiver, USC. Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Alabama. By the way, I have no idea why I said Dalton Schultz to the Chargers. He went to the Texans. The point is the Chargers need a tight end. Yeah. Either way,
They need one even more than you thought, Ross. Sorry.
That pick makes even more sense, Ben. Hey, if it's your first time listening or watching the show, you can expect more of that great analysis like that. All right, so out of those four, I mean, none of these to me are as delicious as Labatt Blue Light, which unfortunately I can't be drinking during the draft because I'll be working for the Eagles, but you guys can. Take the draft to the next level. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends. Live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Okay. I love Zay Flowers to the Giants. Ben, they need him desperately. And John Mara went to Boston College. They love Boston College guys.
There you go. Look, it's always important to look and see what the owner might like, because that can often be a tipping point. But yeah, if they want to get Daniel Jones another weapon, you know, it's I don't know what you guys think of Daniel Jones as a quarterback. He obviously had an impressive year relative to what expectations were, but he did it with almost no obvious talent at receiver. I mean, you know, they just didn't have a lot of guys that were there. So getting more help would be big. And, you know, Zay Flowers is an interesting playmaker for sure. These receivers are not adored again by the evaluators out there, and they each have their own certain style. So let's depend on what you want, but Flowers to the Giants, to me, does work.
All right, Joe, out of these next three, okay, Kincaid, the tight end from Utah to the Cowboys, Jordan Addison, the wide receiver from USC to the Bills, or Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Alabama to the Bengals, which I think makes a lot of sense. Which one of those do you want to talk about? Do you get most excited about?
I think it's Jordan Addison to Buffalo. And here is the thing about Buffalo. And Ross, you've had Greg Cosell on the program a lot. And one of the things that he kept hammering last year is we love Josh Allen. And because the Bills have Josh Allen and because the Bills have Stephon Diggs, we talk about the Bills like they're an elite offense. But beyond that, Gabe Davis got hurt early in the season and never reached what maybe they thought he could or what we hoped he could. They need help at the wide receiver position. Now, the concern here is with Jordan Addison is his size. That's a big concern for a lot of the wide receivers in this class. And are the Bills going to be happy to have two guys who are undersized by NFL standards and Stephon Diggs and Jordan Addison kind of commanding the most targets in their offense? But I think Jordan Addison is so polished that he's kind of a day one starter. And I think that's what the Buffalo Bills need at the wide receiver spot. They can move him in. He can gain yards after the catch. He did have some injury problems, which is a concern. But when you talk safe, you know, you had a guy in the first round who can come in and start day one for you at a position of need for the Buffalo Bills. I think Jordan Addison makes a lot of sense and would get me really excited from a fantasy football perspective as well.
He reminds me a lot of Stephon Diggs, actually, which I think is interesting. Can learn from him. The Gibbs to the Bengals is juicy because they lost P. Ryan. I think they probably want to move on from Mixon, but they got to see what happens in the draft first. Mixon's got off-the-field issues. He's making a lot of money. Then you finish it up, Ben, with Kalijah Kancey, the D-tackle from Pitt, going to the Saints. The Raiders trading up to 30 with the Eagles to get Hendon Hooker, the quarterback from Tennessee. And then the Chiefs draft Anton Harrison, the tackle from Oklahoma. I'll be working the draft for the Eagles. Wouldn't be surprised at all if they traded out of that 30th pick to get more picks either next year or later on in the draft. But five quarterbacks, Ben, five, including the Raiders coming back up to get Hooker.
You know, when in a year in which nobody seems to love the draft, the way one personnel executive said to me, you might as well go for a quarterback and get that fifth-year option if, in fact, you know, you like the guy. And the Raiders, you know, there does seem to be some noise about them being interested in Hooker. They have 10 draft picks, I believe, going into this, let alone I had them with the trade down to get more. So they have the ammunition to move up if they want. And, you know, I understand. I mean, Hooker to me is sort of an odd one because of the injury and the age. But, you know, he obviously had a lot of hype before the injury. So if you like him, I understand why moving up a few picks and spending some capital could make sense for them.
Very interesting. Any other things that jump out to you, Joe? I want to give you 30 seconds here.
Yeah, I thought the Jahmyr Gibbs pick to Cincinnati was interesting because, though I don't believe I could see Howie Roseman drafting Bijan Robinson at 10, though apparently they were very prepared to take Christian McCaffrey at 13 a number of years ago. I think Jahmyr Gibbs, if he were to fall to 30, I think that's in play for the Eagles at that pick. But I would also be surprised if the Eagles made both of their picks where they stand in the first round and Ben has them trading out here.
Totally agree. You got to check out both of these guys on social media. Ben is at Ben Standing. He's in the mock draft contest. He's done as well as anybody over the years. Good luck, Ben. I hope it goes well for you. Joe is, of course, over at fantasypoints.com where you use the code 23feast. Check him out at FG_Dolan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. We're stuffed. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.